Well, Arlen, as we look what's happening in the markets today, you and I were just talking, obviously a stronger dollar, but that's having some trickle-down effect on Egypt canceling and not being able to purchase some of our wheat because they say it's too high.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It makes a big difference, especially for the wheat and for the meat markets, the strong dollar does. And a great example of that is Europe, with the weaker euro this year, is having a banner export year, while our wheat exports are really struggling because our dollar is strong. So it does have a very strong correlation. On the meat side, pork is able to make up the difference with multi-year lows in prices. But with wheat, the rest of the world is cheap as well. And our wheat prices in previous tenders that Egypt has done has been 70 cents to a dollar too high. Obviously, there's some freight differences there as well. And so when Egypt thought, okay, we're going to use this $100 million grant to buy U.S. wheat, they said, you know, it is free money, but we want to be judicious and get as much out of it as we can. We think there will be cheaper prices down the road. We're going to take, they canceled the tender, said we're going to retender and open it up to other countries and buy the cheaper wheat. Maybe we'll be back down the road. And I think they will be. If we have a big enough down day, they'll probably be back and tender and take a look at using that grant for U.S. wheat again.
Seemed like there was a little tease this week with some higher prices, so we saw a pickup in farmer sales.
We did, and it's interesting to see how any time we get the soybean futures nearby contract up around that $10 level that we start seeing sales come back. And for corn, anytime we get up around that 390 level or above, closer to 4, we start seeing the farmer sales come in, particularly for those areas that have the stronger basis and get the cash price up close to those levels as well. But overall, movement continues to be rather sluggish. We saw support to start off the week because of the tremendous rains that we're seeing in central and northwestern Brazil, an area that needs to be harvesting soybeans and planting safrinha corn right now. And those rains are expected to carry on through the week. We get a brief open window to do field work next week, and then it turns wet once again, according to the models. That hasn't changed from yesterday, but it shows how really the trade is focused on big crop. Yes, we got a little bit of support from those field work delays, but in the end, supplies aren't really being threatened that significantly, and so we're going lower today ahead of Friday's option expiration.